This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We've got the councillor, Beverly Pinder, in this morning. So we're talking about how the council's currently asking the public how we feel about making Bourke Street Mall a smoke-free space. So Councillor Beverly Pinder, welcome.
Mikey, you say mall and I say mal.
You say mal, really?
I do.
You call the mal.
Yeah.
Oh, Councillor Beverly Pinder.
Bourke Street Mal. I'm sure I've met him on Grindr before, haven't I? Mal sounds like a...
Look, what are the exact boundaries of the proposed smoking ban on the mal?
Well, you know, Mikey and Tom, the area of the mall is Elizabeth Street through to Russell Place,
Okay. Really.
And it's one of the most highly pedestrianised areas in this city.
Right.
Well, it definitely is. But aside from the obvious benefits of eradicating secondhand smoke, what else will, you know, this smoking ban achieve?
Litter.
Oh, okay. Yes.
1.3 million cigarette butts.
Is that a year?
I need to check that.
Each
month.
No way.
Each month. Now, I worked this out the other night, and I reckon it's about $400,000 a year that people spend on cigarettes in the Bourke Street Mall alone.
Wow, that's crazy. There's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
I'll get there.
That comes from my father, the old English way, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's phenomenal, $400,000 just in that sector.
So is this the first time in Melbourne that it's going to have happened, or is it in other places?
Oh, no, we have 11 other smoke-free areas, which have been very, very successful. Something like an 82% acceptance level.
Wow.
From public and community, but 75% of businesses in areas where we've, you know, in laneways, like, say, Causeway, which was our first in 2013.
Yeah.
75% of businesses are also with us on this. So that's great because we don't want businesses to be affected. So therefore, the engagement period and the consultation period is going to be very, very much focused on business as well. Although there are not too many dining establishments in Bourke Street Mall these days. So we don't believe that there will be too much economic kind of downturn.
Okay.
And that's important for us because our laneways, of course, we've got our dining establishments as
Definitely.
Well as our artisanal, you know, manufacturers of beautiful earrings and beautiful necklaces and shoes and all that sort of stuff.
Well, so if this is to be implemented, how will the new laws be enforced and what will the penalties be?
Well, I don't like the word enforced.
Okay.
So I think enforcement is certainly not what this is about. It's about education, you know, so making sure that people understand that Bourke Street Mall, if in time, could be a smoke-free area. And the enforcement, you know, we've only fined something like a dozen people over 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, what we found, though, is that most of those were because businesses, dining establishments, didn't quite kind of, you know, corral their patrons sufficiently and extended into those smoke-free areas. So it's really about education. It's about understanding. It's about an attitudinal thing as well. And we believe Melburnians will come along with us.
Because I was reading, you've already got it out the front of the QV.
Yes.
In Melbourne. But then I noticed the other day, I walked past the building smoking and had no idea it was a smoke-free zone until I read it. And that's been there for a little while. How, I mean, there's that many signs out on the streets now. There's that many people walking down. How are we meant to know as a public person that I'm not allowed to be smoking in this section of the street?
Are you a smoker?
Yeah, I am. Well, I do. I had a look at the map and I see that the non-smoking section will come all the way up here to the front of Joy. And I've said straight up, you remove my ashtray from out the front there. I'll be chaining myself to it at the end of the day. Yeah.
Can I tell you, $322 if you do get fined. So,
so who's going to find me, a parking officer, or have we got
the police? It comes under our local activities law. So council does have that jurisdiction to fine. But this is not about fines. It's really important to know that we want people to
it's
come
education.
Along with
us. How can we
Because
ban-
it is harmful. Can I just tell you a little personal story?
Of course.
My father died at the age of 52 after he taught me how to say mal. smoking 80 cigarettes a day.
Wow. 80 a day.
80 wow. a day. Yeah, okay. Now, the passive smoking that I would have undergone would have been tremendous.
Yeah.
But not one of my four brothers or I smoke.
Yeah.
You know, cigarettes, because we've smoked enough in our lifetime.
But smoking's not illegal in this country.
No.
So then how can we go around and say you can't smoke on the streets? I mean, for years ago, we accepted not allowed to smoke in nightclubs and restaurants, and we all have no problems. But now you're moving smokers away from the streets as well. Are we going to be putting little boxes on corners?
Hold on, Tom. We're not moving them away from streets. We're just saying there are certain, you know, with Bourke Street, perhaps, it would be the 12th prescribed area.
Yeah.
And look, they're little laneways. The pedestrianised area, as I said, in Bourke Street. So there are so many other streets and so many other ways in which smokers can opt out and have a smoke. Can I just tell you, the nation of happiness in this world is Bhutan. They were the first to introduce no smoking.
Whoa, okay.
And maybe that's why all the people are always happy.
I've got a question. If I'm out in the street with Tom and I see him smoking in the no smoking area, can I perform a citizen's arrest on him?
I'd love to see that.
Hey, Councillor Beverly Pinder, thank you so much for coming in this morning and teaching us about smoking laws.
So at the moment, it's not law. So you are asking for public feedback on this. So how would people that want to get involved who have a strong opinion either way? How can they put the feedback through?
Thanks, Tom. That's important. Participate.melbourne.vic.gov.au is the website. So that's the online participation.
Online, yep.
Then we're conducting face-to-face. We're conducting surveys as well. Face-to-face, obviously, with businesses.
Yeah.
So we're doing the gamut of consultation. And it'll come back to the offices and then they'll make a recommendation to council. And at some future date, in the next couple months, 3 months, council will meet to actually decide on whether we go ahead with it or not.
Cool. Good luck. I'm all for it.
Fantastic. So Andy will put a link on our socials for that anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's probably important that we all get involved in this, and it is our city, so we all should have a say in what's happening on the streets.
Absolutely, and there's 4,000 people who die each year through smoking. In Victoria alone.
I was more trying to play devil's advocate with you. Mm-hmm. As a parent, and even someone that smokes, I think we should remove smoking off the streets. So if little children don't see people smoking out in there and it doesn't look cool, we've got less chance of stopping the next generation.
I mean, I think of mums with prams and babes, bubs in prams, you know, and this just kind of, you know, just smoke, just easing through.
I reckon we should all smoke and keep them at home where they belong.
Thank you, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.